The next question is Ricardo Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. The first name, Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O. Number one, the patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The most likely situation is the association of nephrosclerosis with diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and he's 83 years old. He has been stable. Serum creatinine is 1.5. The estimated GFR is 45. The BUN is 43. The serum electrolytes, the potassium has the tendency to increase. And the reason is that he has been using a lot of plantains, bananas, and orange juice, as well as potatoes. It will be in his best interest if he decreases the intake of potassium. We gave him the guidelines and the potassium content in food. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is 117 over 63. This patient is on aldosterone because seems to be a hypertension driven by this hormone and has responded very well. Following number three, hyperlipidemia, that is under good control. The total cholesterol is 111, the LDL is 41, and the HDL, and the LDL is 41. Following number, BPH, that is followed by the urologist. Following number, diabetes mellitus type 2. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C of 7.2. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, coronary artery disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, anemia of chronic kidney of chronic disease that is followed at the Victoria Cancer Center. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.